And welcome back to Coach's Corner. With us now is the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. It's Josh Bain. Coach, how's it going today?
Had better days, but it's going, Luke. It's going.
Yeah, we're glad you could take the time to chat with us here this morning. Coach, a tough one for you guys Wednesday night. You fell to Kingsland at home 68-32. The Kingsland Knights really can punish you in the ground game, and it looks like that's where they had some success Wednesday night against you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Chewy and the boys, they were ready to go. They must have been in our pregame huddle, because when we talked about a fast start, I wasn't talking about Kingsland. I was hoping we would have a fast start, and they took the opening kickoff right down there and scored and got the two-point conversion. So they're up 8-0 on 8 seconds to go into the game. And then we get the ball back, and then on our first play, Corbin Ludeman had a good game. It was one of his mistakes on the day. It just happened right away. We fumbled the ball. We turned the ball over. Well, when you turn the ball over and they turn into points, so they're up 16-0 right away before we even know what's going on. And then we get the ball back again. Then we turn the ball over on downs. We get a little drive going. We're moving the ball. And then they honestly take that turnover on downs, and they score again. So it's 22-6. And before it's like 8 minutes to go in the first quarter, they got 22 on us already. So we talk about fast start. Kingsland got to it right away. Finally, we get our feet underneath us. We get a touchdown score. I think Ludeman got the touchdown score for us. Yeah, he threw it to, or no, he ran it in from 47 yards. So it gives us our feet back underneath us. But the problem is when we score, in order to win a game, especially when you dug yourself a hole, 22-0 right away, is we got to be able to stop them. And that's something, obviously, you look at the scoreboard and you're like, this is an NBA score right here. And we couldn't stop anything on offense, on defense. So the end of the night was 68 points, and they had 44 of them at halftime. But the one good thing I can say, especially on the offensive side in the first half, is we were able to throw the ball a little bit, you know. We're down 22-6 after the first quarter. You got to start throwing the ball. And overall, we did complete 10 passes. So, I mean, that's the most for one game for us in the whole year. And we did get a nice little couple touchdown passes from Connor Munson. He got one in the back of the left end on the south left end zone there, and 24 yards. It was a really nice ball and a really nice catch from Connor. But then so that put the score 30-12, and then before you know it, we'd kick the ball off again, and they take it down and score another quick one on their kickoff return team. So in the first half, we gave up 16 points on kickoff returns, and the score was 44-18, and we gave up 16 points and just on the kickoff return game. So we'll have to tighten that up for sure. Figure out who else can come in and play. I mean, we were down a couple of players, but that's no excuse, absolutely. So some of these younger kids can have to step up on special teams and get them ready, get them some game time. But so halftime, we were 44-18, and it kind of kept going. We could score, and then Kingsland would counter back and score again. So it was that kind of night all night. It was kind of tough. But we did throw the ball a little bit, which is good to see. We had 95 yards passing, believe it or not. It was 10 for 21. Corbin was with two touchdowns and an interception. He also ran the ball 30 times for 207 yards and three scores. Our receiving core, Munson Connor, was 4 for 40 with two touchdowns. We got our one-hand bandit, Jace Kraft, in there for three receptions for 32 yards as well. And then Tyler Reed, our tight end, got his first three more catches on the year here for 23 yards. But I don't know. If, you know, we can score 32 points, you'd expect to win a game scoring 32, but we got to tighten things up on the defense. It's giving up 487 total offensive yards. And you give up 68, you aren't going to win any games, especially in football, maybe in basketball, but not in football.
Josh Bain with us, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. They fell to Kingsland 68-32 Wednesday night. Coach, you finished 5-3 in the regular season. Obviously, it's a short turnaround when you play a Tuesday night game in your section quarterfinals. Nothing set in stone yet, but shaping up as we're chatting here on Thursday morning. Nothing set in stone yet, but it looks like Lyle Pacelli will be your opponent. What do you expect to see from them? They had a big win to wrap up their regular season.
Yeah, Brad and the boys had a good, nice win last night. You know, we just played them, what, last Friday? So, 6 days ago we just played them. So, it's short turnaround, play the same team twice in less than 2 weeks. So, they got game film on us. They actually played, you know, within 2 weeks of playing us. So, same thing. They got a mobile quarterback that they can throw the ball. And they like running the split backs, which kind of hurt us last night because they're going to pound it at us. And if we can't stop power, can't stop the sweeps on the edges, she's going to be a long night. And hopefully if they score 68, we score 69. So we'll for sure go back to the drawing board tomorrow. We'll have practice, and we'll get back trying to tighten things up on the defense edge side because, as we know, defense wins games because it's hard to score 69 points every game to try to when you're giving up 68.
Josh Bain with us, the head coach of the Grand Meadows Superlarks. They finished the regular season 5-3, fell in their season finale to Kingsland 68-32. They will have their section quarterfinal game on Tuesday night. Josh, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and good luck as you head into the postseason.
Awesome. Appreciate everything you do, Luke.
We appreciate that. We got more Coach's Corner on the way next this morning right here on 103.1 KFIL.